Как? Welcome back here to X's and Bros all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit, we welcome you and we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Ryan Elke, Dana Galen, and Anthony Bellino all joining you and on the horn right now joining us. That's right, from Twin Spires. It's time to talk a little gambling. Ed DeRosa of Twin Spires, my friend Ed. And for our listeners out there, download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today. Enjoy 7 days risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. And my friend, first and foremost, thanks for taking the time to join us, my man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great spring season with baseball starting, Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Good time to be talking sports.
Great time to be talking sports and a great time to have you on the program as well. You mentioned the Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Twin Spires obviously handling everything for Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby. When do you start to see money coming in for the Derby on the horses?
So horses is a little different than most sports in that it's pari mutuel, and most of the money actually is live. So the day of is when we'll see the vast majority of that $250 million that's bet that day. But there has been wagering on the Derby available, future book, just like you could bet the Super Bowl now or the winner of the World Series, and that starts as early as September. So certainly some backed opinions already, but in horse racing, most of the money comes in as they head to the gate.
Ed, when you take a look at the sports gaming and sports gambling scene across the country, with Michigan finally going live with live betting, and so if you are within the state of Michigan via your cell phone, you can download the Twin Spires app and you can place bets and get in on the action right from your phone. And so it's definitely, for those who haven't bet sports before, or for those who have maybe not done it the legal way, it's definitely changing the way that we view sports, and it's offering more of a safe opportunity for those who want to get involved.
Without question, regulated and being backed and know that your money is secure is a huge difference versus some of the other options in years past. And, you sort of alluded to that. And I'm kind of proud to say a generation later, I'm familiar with sports betting because my grandfather was a bookie in Cleveland. So growing up, I definitely kind of understood why he always cheered against the Browns, even though he was in Cleveland. It's because all the locals wanted to bet the home team, and now in Michigan you get that option with your home teams, or maybe you can buck the trend and go elsewhere. But just knowing your money is safe and secure and that you're going to get paid to me is a huge benefit versus maybe some of the other options we had to go through over the last 20-30 years.
Ed DeRosa of Twin Spires joined us. So your grandfather was an author, is what you're telling me? He used to write a lot?
Yeah. Did
you remember seeing those books that used to come in the mail? They were like pamphlet size, right? But you'd open it up and it had like the entire schedules for everything. I was enamored as a child with maybe some relatives who might have been interested in such activities as well. But these books would come in the mail and I would be looking at them like, wow, I don't even know what to do with this.
Yeah, it always blew me away, it was before the internet, obviously, in the 80s. And, the fact that someone out there knew and had access to all this information that they were able to print these books, it definitely was sort of a moment of, man, there's a lot that goes on in sports more than just, cheering for the Indians.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ed, let's go a little MLB action. As you see baseball now being bet maybe more across the country, what seems to be a trend in Major League Baseball betting? What's something that you're seeing a lot of maybe across the country and on the Twin Spires app? Is it people going money lines? Is it over, under? Are they playing the spreads? Are they watching the matchups? What's going on here?
I would say I would classify it as two different types of style bettors. You definitely, in really any sport, but you see with MLB because you can sort of latch onto a star pitcher. Very popular for people to take sort of the two or three, maybe lock, so to speak, based on who's pitching, and try to parlay the favorites into a much better score than if they were just betting a team at, let's say, minus 170. And then I think you see, know, sort of the so-called sharp bettors who are trying to zero in on one game, maybe ride a trend that other people haven't caught on to yet, you know, crunching the numbers they do, and they're sort of sharpshooters looking to lock in on that one game. But as sort of a recreational gambler myself, I definitely understand the want to, you know, try to make a score, parlaying three or four teams. I would definitely say that's sort of the most popular style among our players that are looking to, you know, maybe turn 100 into 1,000 instead of just 170 or 250.
Well, you're talking to three guys here, and Dan and Ryan in the studio and myself, that we are the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-leg parlay kind of guys. We are degenerates when it comes to that, because why not? For $5, you'll go ahead and win 10, 11, 12,000. Well, like, where I'm still waiting for one of those to hit.
And the ego factor, I think, comes into play, too, and I wear it proudly. Like, there's just something awesome about being able to brag. That, you know, you turn, like you said, five into, you know, 10,000, 5,000, whatever it happens to be based on the odds. I think that goes a long way. And obviously the money's nice, but being able to post that ticket to Twitter, it could see adrenaline pumping.
It does. It does. And then it has us all staying up late on the West Coast to, you know, try to watch a, you know, Portland Trailblazers, LA Clippers game.
Yep.
Doesn't make any sense. Ed DeRosa, the Twin Spires, joining us right now. Ed, who do you like tonight in tonight's MLB action? Tarek Skubal is going for the Tigers. They're taking on the Oakland A's. It's a late one. They just got done sweeping the Houston Astros, which I imagine some folks who were not familiar with Akil Badu, that bad man for the Detroit Tigers, I'm sure that a lot of people are aware now, is I would have to imagine Houston being the favorite, overwhelming amount of money being played on the Astros, and the Tigers got them in three straight games. Can they continue the trend tonight against the Oakland A's?
I always think after, and this is going to go into me being a homer and giving out a Cleveland play, but after sweeping the Stros, were they the dog all three games or just two of the three? But, you know, now you're going to Oakland, so my inclination would be to personally skip that game. I think it's, you know, it's always tough to win four in a row. Now every game's its own game. But to me, the line may be starting to move in Detroit's direction. It feels trappy to me. I do, however, think after coming off a no-hitter last night and only scoring two the previous night, it looks like another potential pitcher's duel in Chicago. And Cleveland and the White Sox were about a push yesterday. They were -110 when the White Sox got it done with that no-hitter. But now you're getting around +120 on the Tribe. And I like taking the dog in this instance off the no-hitter. And then the other line I thought was just a little out of whack, and it's an afternoon game as well in Pittsburgh. They're hosting the Padres, and +170 just seems too high to me. I understand why most people think San Diego's the more likely winner, but that line just seems a little too stretched. So I'm on the Pods at +170, or I'm on the Pirates at +170.
All right, we like the Pirates, we like the Tribe, and I think you said you like the A's tonight.
Yeah, I would lean toward the A's just trying to get the line. You said it was a late game, and I was on those early games. Well, -157. I was wrong. That there's no overcorrection, so maybe it. Maybe at 3-2, which it looks like Detroit could float to, watch where the action goes, because if it does float in on the A's, +150 starts to look a lot more attractive on the Tigers.
He's Ed DeRosa of Twin Spires. Remember, you can download the mobile app or visit twinspires.com. And, of course, when you do, new players right now enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. That's FREE1000 at the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app. Derby right around the corner. My friend Ed, thank you so much for your time today, my man. We greatly appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. Let's win some money, guys.
All right, there we go. Ed DeRosa, Twin Spires. All right, we're going to step aside. When we return, the Lions mock draft predicament came to fruition. Using the Pro Football Focus mock draft tool, I decided I would hop in and, you know, give this thing a run. And then I ran into the one question that Brad Holmes is going to have to answer that every fan has been asking. We'll get into that next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
The Meyer guest line is open for you to join the conversation on X's and Bros. Meyer is a proud sponsor of the Michigan Sports Network and the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, and Lions.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, thepizzaman.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.